Hey there, this is Molly from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and I want to give you a quick heads up about today's episode. So today I'm talking with Erin, an awesome woman from our community, super inspiring. And as you'll hear in the intro to this episode, this is the second time that Erin and I talked. So the first time was a few weeks ago, and we had an awesome talk, an hour long. Time went by so quickly. It was a great, great conversation. And then at the end, I realized that I did not hit record. Whoops. Okay, so rescheduled. And I knew, okay, well, this talk is even going to be better than it's going to be even better than the first one, if that was possible. And we are going at it. We have a great conversation. But towards the end of the conversation, something happens. I don't know if she lost internet or I lost internet, but we got disconnected. And then I thought that we were connected again, and we kind of kept going, but then it did not record that part. The software that we used didn't record that part. So it's still like an amazing episode, and we're still going to air it just because there's so much goodness in it. And I don't think that I need to re-record this because really, really, we get to the heart of everything in this conversation. So just a heads up, though, that towards the end of the conversation, it does end a bit abruptly, and you know why now. And I'll meet you at the end when it happens so that you'll know. Okay, enjoy this episode. Okay. Erin, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
The backstory to this. So I talked with you a couple weeks ago, I think. Was it last week or the week before? I don't even remember. But we had a beautiful conversation. We talked for an hour. It was so good. So many aha moments and oozing with humanity and tips and inspiration. And then when we got off the call, I realized that I never hit record. And I was thinking about this, and like, I've come a long way because at one point in my life, I would have gotten really irritated about that, but I didn't get irritated. And I thought, no. Okay, so that obviously happened for a reason. And the next talk we have is even going to be better, if that's possible. And when we talked the first time, we talked about, and we'll get into this, but you getting in your kitchen and batch cooking, and the first time it was horrible. Like, right? It was took forever, and you're like, ah. And I thought, how perfect that our first time talking didn't work out, because that's life, right? And so I wanted to just get on here and like give that backstory. So this is actually the second time we're talking. And now I know your whole backstory. So we're just going to flow right into it. And I already feel like I know you. So thank you for making the time to do this again. And I apologize for my, technical difficulties on my end. So Erin, thank you.
No, I'm actually a little bit glad that it happened that way. I get really nervous when I don't know what to expect, or I'm just meeting somebody for the first time, and I feel like maybe I had trouble saying exactly what I wanted to say. And so this really just means that it was definitely supposed to happen again. And who knows what's going to be said this time that wasn't said last time that might really resonate with somebody.
Yeah, you're right. And I hear you. I get really, like, I get nervous. I get a little bit, like, I'm actually a very shy person. I always am like, okay, is it going to be okay? You know, so I definitely feel that. But from my point of view, like, you were, you know, brilliant last time. I thought that you brought, like, I think that, you know, you brought, your thoughts were very well composed and very meaningful and introspective. So I think that you did great. And I think we're going to do great again. So we're going to nail it this time. Okay. So I saw you in the private Facebook group earlier this year posting about how basically you were like, okay, when we opened up the $12 a month option, you're like, okay, I don't have an excuse not to do this anymore. It's $12 a month. I can budget for that. And once you started, you're like, okay, I'm going to get the full membership and just try this out. And I kept seeing your posts and I thought, I really want to talk to this human because something was happening with you. Could tell that there was a shift happening. And sometimes I see that in people in our group and in our community. And I, when that shift is happening, like I notice it, I'm like, oh, that's the shift starting to happen for her. So I wanted to get you on. So can you tell me Yeah, let's just talk a little bit about your journey and what led you to eating plant-based in the first place.
Yeah, so 6.5, 7-ish years ago, I went vegan, which as we know is very different from plant-based, although you are still eating a lot of plants. And it was really just for animal rights and being good to the planet and all of that. And I was initially exposed to whole food plant-based eating. I was taking care of my father at the time. I had moved back to Michigan for a little while because my father was in the process of getting very sick. And they were sort of the final years of his life. And one of his doctors recommended that he watch the documentary, Forks Over Knives. And it sort of was my first foray into, not all the processed sort of stuff that I was eating with, you know, nothing wrong with it, but definitely not the best for your body all the time. And I found the Clean Food Dirty Girl Facebook group and just lurked, you know, as you do on Facebook, just lurk and read and see what it's all about. And I noticed that everybody was really invested and really positive. It's a very positive space and people are very positive and it's very much about progress, not perfection. And I made a couple recipes off the blog, but my life was chaotic and just there was a million reasons not to, right? A year and a half ago, 2 years, I don't even know now, I had gone through a very extended period of infertility. We tried for my daughter for 7 years. We had 9 losses. And I was told that I would never be able to carry a child to term. And they didn't know why. It just wasn't going to happen. And to look into adoption or something else if I wanted to have a journey to parenthood. I was crushed. I really felt like one of the reasons that I was born was to mother in some way, to nurture a human being and to kind of give that of myself. And I surprisingly, at the age of 41, got pregnant with my daughter, Violet. And it was, the shift began then. Mm-hmm. The shift to caring for my body differently. And I was very, sort of strict about really putting good nourishing foods into my body when I was pregnant. And because, you know, I was feeding her at the same time and there was so much for me riding on this pregnancy being successful. And I didn't know it was going to be, I knew from the very beginning. I could feel her spirit immediately. I knew I was pregnant before I took the test and I knew it was a girl. I knew her somehow already. And it just, this was my body that was housing this child. And the pregnancy went, for the most part, really well, got a little dicey at the end, but she made it here safely after, you know, 64 hours of labor. And it was beautiful and healing. You know, my body and I had sort of been at war for a long time. I was angry that it, you know, I kept losing these pregnancies. I went through a period, we didn't talk about this last time, but I went through a very long period of illness in my 20s where I had paralysis of my stomach and intestines and I couldn't really eat at all. So I had like PICC lines and feeding tubes and eventually got well from that. But my body and I were just kind of on bad terms. And then I grew this beautiful little spirit and I birthed this beautiful little spirit and my body was providing food and nourishment for this beautiful little spirit. And it started to really become clear that something had to change, that I needed to make a shift. And then I saw the recipes only and I was like, well, I had just been talking to my husband about the fact that, like, you know, we really needed to make this shift. We're older parents. I want to be around for this kid's life and to see who she becomes and to help her feel loved and safe and all of this. And there you were. And at $12 a month, there was no excuse anymore to not at least try it. And of course you do the trial, right? And so it's like, well, you know, I'll just try the batch and we'll see what happens. And it was a nightmare. Yeah. cried on the floor halfway through. I was sweaty. It was hot. No one in Seattle has air conditioning. So it was like a million degrees and like just the whole, just, it was really, it took forever. And I thought, I'm never doing this again. Ever. what a nightmare. And then we sat down and we ate. And I took a bite and I looked at my husband and I was like, what is this? What is happening right now? Like, there's no way that this can taste like this and be really good for you, right? And it was baffling. And slowly over that week, it was like, I was watching the clock, like, is 4:30 too early for dinner? No, you know what? It's not too early for dinner. Let's just eat right now, because I was so excited. And it may have been psychosomatic the first week, but I swear I had more energy or something. And I thought, this, I'm doing it again. Like, we're in, babe. Like, we're in. And he's like, I am 100% on board. We are in. And that was that. And it has been a shocking journey, because it started with food and me just wanting to be healthier, right? And it turned into something completely different. And it became about so much more than food. Because it was this first act of loving myself, right? It's easy to love my husband. It's easy to love my baby. It's easy to love my animals. It's easy to love my friends. Loving yourself is harder. Because we are our own worst critic, I think. And that was me for a long time. The negative self-talk, why I wasn't good enough, why I wasn't deserving, almost this self-fulfilling prophecy of keeping myself small. And this one simple act of taking this time in the kitchen and watching my trashy teen dramas and like making this food became a journey of loving myself, of caring for myself, of giving to myself. And it has been absolutely transformative in every single area of my life. Mm. I actually get emotional when I think about it and when I talk about it, because it was so unexpected and because it has been so life-changing for me. It started with the food and it moved into meditating and moving my body and this whole journey of healing. It's really been incredible and it feels like a gift. And it's not always easy. I don't always wake up wanting to batch. This past weekend was a bear. I just woke up and I was like, oh, no, it's rainy and it's gross and I'm tired and I don't want to do it. And I did it. And it's always worth it. It's always worth it. And there are days where I have to remember the reason, because I think that's where you have to start. It's like, you've got to find the reason. What's your reason? And maybe the reason isn't yourself right away. Maybe the reason is that you want to feed your partner better. Maybe the reason is you want to be alive longer because you have a little baby that you really love. But eventually the reason will become you. Mm. Like, the reason eventually becomes yourself, because you're worth it. Because the way that you care for yourself shapes the way that you see yourself. And that has been the most unexpected part of these meal plans.
Wow.
For me.
Yeah. That's an incredible journey. Thank you for sharing that. What did you just say? You just said the way that you treat yourself shapes how you see yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Profound. I just want to like pause on that for a second to digest it, because that's really beautiful. And you're really right. So it's amazing. I mean, you are somebody who like 10 years ago, like how different is your life right now and how you treat yourself and how you view yourself from like 10 years ago?
It's like a whole new, I'm like a whole new person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went through a period of really prolonged depression, and I have a panic disorder. So I just exist in like a state of anxiety all the time. And there were many years there where I really did wonder if I wanted to be here at all, like alive on the planet. And was just in a lot of pain. And I look at my life now and I think, I wish I could go back sometimes and just hug that person and say, listen to me, it's going to get so good. It's going to get so good for you. Mm-hmm. I promise it's going to get so good. Just breathe. Mm-hmm. It's hard right now, but it's going to get so good. You know, I think self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves is an ever-changing, like sort of ever-present journey that we're on for the entire time that we're here. And there are still improvements I would like to make, but they seem so possible now. Mm. Because I'm in such a beautiful place, I wake up every morning and I just love my life. I love being here. Mm. I love experiencing even sort of the hard things. I have a different appreciation for them. Mm. My life is beautiful and I'm really, really lucky. And it just keeps getting better because I'm putting the work in, because I'm investing in myself. Mm. And that's a big takeaway for me. From all of this.
Yeah, that's huge. That's so inspiring. And I'm sure that so many people out there will be inspired to hear that, who are maybe in that place where you were 10 years ago, or maybe kind of just starting their journey with changing their relationship with food, and therefore changing their relationship with themselves and with their life, because it really is not just about the food. Right. And like I talk about that all the time. And that's why, I mean, I knew I wanted to talk with you because I could sense that. I'm like, okay, this isn't just about the food for this woman. And this was like a long time coming. And, you know, it sounds like it was a long time coming. And the meal plans and feeding yourself this way was sort of like the gateway, right? Like the gateway drug to like self-care and self-love. Absolutely. And appreciation and really transforming things. But you were ready for that, right? Like, mm-hmm. It could be, you know, it could be our meal plans. It could be another recipe online. It could be, you know, a yoga class. I really believe that when we're ready to evolve, right, when we're ready to kind of crack open and let this life get into us, right, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that teacher will appear. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? I mean, that's so, we hear it all the time, but I really, truly believe that. And so I feel very humbled that it was the $12 a month recipe subscription that sort of, you know, was a little bit of a catalyst for your discovery. And, you know, and I hear that all the time, and not just like our meal plans and recipes, although they are amazing and they are the best, I will say that. But it's like you start with one thing that's kind to yourself. And if you just consistently keep doing that, it just has a domino effect on our life. It just kind of has to. So I want to talk about this for a second. So your first session of batching, you were like, fuck this. I'm never doing it again. Yeah. That was horrible.
Ever.
And I'm sure that many people can relate. For people who are not used to spending that amount of time in the kitchen preparing, you know, healthy food, it's going to feel like... And it's funny because I will say this too. If you are cooking healthy food and you're cooking a meal every night from scratch, you're going to spend probably the same amount of time as you would batching, but you put it all together. And in the beginning, that can feel really overwhelming and it can feel like a lot. Yeah. And so what you said was, okay, I'm never doing that again. But then you did do it again. So what was mm-hmm. it? I know you said the food tasted really good and you had more energy, but like, if you were talking to somebody else who was in that position. It's like, I tried it. It's not for me. It took too long. I felt really tired. Like, what was it that really like pushed you over to, okay, we're going to try this one more time and see. And what would you tell like somebody who's in a similar position now?
You know, I think it, I mean, the food tastes so good that that was absolutely motivating because it really, I mean, you can't really explain how good the food tastes until you make the food and you taste the food. It's incredible. It's really incredible. But I noticed that I didn't have that sort of shame spiral after I ate. That sort of anxiety that would creep up knowing that I wasn't giving my body what it needed. Not really. You know, eating like vegan boxed mac and cheese and like a Beyond sausage and like that was it, right? Like it just didn't feel delicious, sure. Didn't feel like I was giving my body anything really good. And so I noticed, you know, I just sort of felt, I felt really good about the food itself. And I, and just sort of, it took that shame spiral after eating away. And, I think I have a tendency, you know, to assume because I experienced illness when I was younger to assume that something bad is around the corner. Right. And then, you know, there were years where I smoked really heavily and I drank too much all the time and didn't care for my body very well. And you're like, when is it going to come back and bite me in the ass? Like, when is what I did going to bite me in the ass? I got to make some radical changes. But radical changes feel impossible because trying to do all of this myself, like if I was trying to find recipes all over the internet and figure out how to make them work, it just, I don't have it. I don't have it in me to do it because I'm trying to take care of a child that's little still. So it's an all the time, no eyes off of her thing. And I just wouldn't have known where to start. And so this took all the guesswork out of it for me. I just had to get in the kitchen. Like, and if I couldn't do, and if I couldn't do five meals, do two meals and make bigger portions. And I just sort of, I gave myself a month really, to see if I really got a lot better. And I made things work for me in that month. There were some weeks where I batched two or three meals instead of five because I was in the kitchen for 6.5 hours and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I still had really good food. I still had amazing food. And, you know, there was a couple weeks there where we all got knocked out with sickness and my husband batched some spaghetti sauce from the blog and we made really big salads and, you know, we just made it work. And the second week actually was just as bad as the first. I was having an extra clumsy day and I was like measuring things wrong and I was making a lasagna and I was really excited. And then I put like too much salt in it and, you know, went rough again. And I sort of just laughed about it at the time. And I was like, this sucked, but also was kind of hilarious. And it's really gotten a lot easier. And I think the thing about these plans that's so beautiful is that you've got to meet yourself where you're at, right? And you've got to give yourself some grace. And so if you're really struggling and it's sort of a thing where you need to take it a little slower and batch two meals instead of five, do it. Eat it for a few days. If you need like really easy, simple, do the simple plans. There's so many ways to adapt it and to make it work for where you are in your life. I would not have thought it would be possible with a baby that I am breastfeeding every hour and a half. And I have 9 animals that love to be in my business when I'm in the kitchen. And I would not have guessed that I would be able to make it work. But I got that taste, right? That taste of something better. That taste of self-love. And that's an addictive thing. You get like that little taste of it and you're like, whoa, this feels pretty good. And it starts to grow, and it's like, you mentioned something last time that has stuck with me since, and you're like, you start to vibrate higher. Mm. And that's what it is. That's what it is. It bleeds over into every area of your life because you're like, man, I'm doing this really good stuff for my body. What can I do for my spirit? Mm. What can I do for my mind? Like, what can I give to myself now? Mm. And it becomes this thing where you're like, you feel so good all the time that you want to give yourself more. And then you want to give yourself even more. And it shapes how you see yourself, and it shapes how you see other people, and it shapes how you walk through the world. Mm-hmm. Because when you walk through the world loving yourself, it makes it even easier to walk through the world loving other people. Mm. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really powerful.
And yeah, it's really been an experience. Yeah.
I think
there's no going back.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly. Well, I mean, and this is the thing, right? This is why it's a whole food plant-based diet, right? And for anybody listening who's like, what the hell, what kind of eating is this? It's like, we eat whole plant foods, we eat veggies and fruit and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds and whole grains and lots of herbs and spices and minimally processed plant-based ingredients that kind of help tie it all together. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about this way of eating. But I think it's such a powerful thing. Like, we call it a whole food plant-based diet, but it is not a diet, like, at all. It is the opposite of a diet because it's not about restriction. It's not about counting things. It's not about deprivation, right? It is about feeding yourself, feeding your body, feeding your soul, feeding your heart, I would say, right? And really, like, loving yourself. And so it's this radical, and you said it last time, radical act of self-care, right? A fierce act of self-care. And that's really what it is. And when you approach a healthy lifestyle change as that, then there is no white knuckling through it. There is no trying. There is no, oh boy, I got to keep doing this because I hear it's good for me, or you know, everybody else is doing it. It comes from such a place that is so, like, it comes from love, really. It's like, it comes from a place that's just love. And of course you want to keep doing it. There's no like trying, right? There's no like, you know, every other diet out there and how many people have been on diets. There's no shame involved. There's no trying. Like, it just becomes part of your life. That has been my experience. And it sounds like it's like that was a similar experience for you too, because it's
absolutely.
And when eating healthy becomes easy, you just keep doing it. And when it's delicious, it's like, why wouldn't I? And so that's why I think this way of eating, specifically whole food plant-based, not vegan, because like you said, I mean, there is a difference, right? But whole food plant-based eating, and I was just talking about this with somebody, and I know that you're going to be able to relate to this. It's like, well, first of all, it changes your entire relationship with food. It changes your relationship with yourself, as you so beautifully illustrated for us. And it's almost like you're eating for joy instead of pleasure. And that's like such a key difference. And again, as a reminder, like, joy comes from the inside, pleasure comes from the outside. And your example of like box mac and cheese and some Beyond sausage, you know, like, great, it tastes delicious. There's a lot of pleasure there. But when you go beyond that, and when you eat for joy and you find joy in eating, there's this thing that starts to happen internally, not starting with the taste buds, although, you know, our food is delicious and that helps. But it's this thing that starts to happen internally. And I think that is like that love that we have for ourselves. And when you're not used to it, because I wasn't used to that either for a long time. And that's one of the reasons why my story is very similar to yours. But when I started to experience that self-love, I'm like, oh, this is different. This is delightful. And I had a moment where I was really sad that I was experiencing that only for the first time in my 30s. And then I had a moment where I forgave myself for that, because I love myself so much that I wasn't going to be mad at myself because I was loving myself.
Right.
And so I'm going to forgive myself. And so it's such a journey into yourself. And I think most people, when they start eating this way, they'll do it for health, or they'll do it for somebody else in their life, or they'll do it for these external reasons. And if you keep going and you allow yourself to go with this process, like you experience life altering results that you never could have imagined. And even if you heard about it, you don't understand until you've done it, until you've been through it and felt that yourself. So, thank you for sharing all of that, because it's exactly what I talk about so often. And here it is, like, coming from somebody who has really experienced that. So let me ask you, something shifted and you're like, okay, I'm going to give myself a month with this. And it started out rough, right? The first couple batches was rough.
Yeah.
If somebody was in that place, like, can you give a couple of like practical tips? Like, literally this helped me in the kitchen, right? Either practical, like actual things, or like mindset shifts. Like, can you just speak a little bit to that? Just a couple of things that helped get you through those couple of really rough times batching.
Yeah. So I don't do it now, admittedly, because I'm so much better at batching, but, doing the prep the day before, like taking an hour in the evening and, you know, my husband would put the baby to sleep with, you know, rocking her in the rocking chair, and I would just do all the prep work. It was all ready. It was ready to go the next day, and I just had to put it together. That helped at first, because trying to do the prep and the cooking all in one day was a lot. I don't need to do that anymore. I just do it all in one day now. Making extra, bumping up the serving size one or two and sticking some in the freezer. Like, now I always have at least some kind of cheese sauce in the freezer, and always have some kind of tofu crumble stuff in the freezer so I can throw together quick meals with a salad.
Yeah.
If it's a really bad week, you know, there are some things that really don't take long. Do a simple plan. Make the African peanut, you know, soup that should not taste that delicious. make two meals from the simple plan instead of five. Yeah. There are ways of making it more manageable until you gain some footing and you sort of find your stride. Because I think everybody's got a batching ritual. I feel like everybody does. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like it's highly possible. Because, like, I wake up, I have my little mushroom coffee, and I put on, like, my Hausfrau, you know, outfit, and I turn on some Gossip Girl, and I just get it going. And, you know, I'm like rocking around the kitchen in my Crocs, watching trashy teen dramas and making the good stuff.
Love it.
And my husband has a daddy-daughter day with Violet, and like they go do something super fun and they send me cute pictures, and it's that time for them to connect. And this is the time that I get to connect with me, with myself, and sort of check in. And I talk to myself a lot when I'm batching, and it's really become a time that is just for me. And I think for a long time I used food sort of the way I used alcohol and the way I used cigarettes. And I used it as a way to fill this void, right? And love has taken up that space now. And so I use this time for me. To give myself some quiet or some trashy teen drama time or just some time to sort of meditate on my week and the week that's coming and to make this beautiful food, because it's a gift that I'm giving to me, but it's also a gift I'm giving to my family. It's a gift I'm giving to my husband, who I love so much. It's a gift I'm giving to my daughter, who I love so much. And it's really invaluable. And no matter where you're at, there's a way to make it work. And if you don't know what that way is, post about it in the group, because there's going to be 1,000 different recommendations. I lurk in that group every day. It's my favorite group to be in. It's so positive. It's so uplifting. And I've learned so many tricks and so many tools and tried so many recipes that I think I probably wouldn't have even tried. Mm-hmm. But you know, FOMO, the curry chickpea salad, I was like, what? Weird. I make it every week now for lunch because I love it so much. It's really been a helpful place, and there's going to be somebody that has been where you are. And that's going to say, hey, I see you. I see you. I get it. Try this.
Yeah.
See if this works for you. They're very adaptable plans. Make one meal, do a simple plan, make a huge pot of soup and a salad, and you're still caring for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't always have to be 500%. There are some weekends where you're going to batch Canadian Harvest and it's full, which is a very long batch, and you're going to rock it out and it's going to be great. And there are some weeks where it's like, what is the fastest that I can find to feed myself this week? Because I don't have it. Yeah. Meet yourself where you are and give yourself grace. And it's one foot in front of the other,
yeah.
Right? It's just one step. You climb a mountain one step at a time. So just start with one meal a week.
Yeah.
Make one meal a week and then do it for a few weeks, bump it up to two meals a week and keep growing, keep giving to yourself because you are gonna eventually, I promise people, I would stake my life on it. Once you start to give to yourself, even if it's just a little bit, you're going to want to give to yourself more. And then it's just going to be like taking flight. It really starts with just a very small, small step. It started for me with a $12 a month, you know, recipes only. And I'll make a few recipes here and there and we'll sort of slowly eat a little better. But it was just that little taste of investing that time in myself, investing that time in my family, was absolutely addictive. And now it is about exercising and meditating and talking to myself with kindness and doing things for me, for no other reason than, because I love myself. At least I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning. I think we're always learning.
Yeah. Well, when we fill ourselves up, it spills over. It spills over into other areas of our life. And I think two things I want to touch on. One, you said something really powerful. And that was a bit ago. You said during that second batching session, and it was like too much salt and then this and that. And you just kind of laughed at yourself, right? I think it's so important to have that attitude of like lightness. And being able to find the humor in it and being able to like laugh at yourself and be like, oh, well, this is ridiculous, right? That really, really helps to have that attitude of like, oh, look at this mess I've created, right? I try to do that a lot. It really, really helps. And then the second thing was you said that you used to eat to fill a void and that void has been filled with love. So, you know, there's no longer that void, right, to fill.
Yeah.
So now you're eating for yourself, right? And you're feeding and you're feeding yourself in a way that is matching what you are vibrating. That's what it is, right? It's like, oh, I'm feeling this way. I'm going to eat, you know, this way. It's like, it's such a powerful thing. Like we mimic how we're feeling, right? Like our actions are a result of how we're feeling. And if we're feeling really good and whole and worthy and lovely, man, we're going to, you know, do things that reflect that, that'll create even more of that, which is why I'm not surprised that you've found like meditation and positive self-talk and moving your body and all of these things that have stemmed from that one choice to like eat a little bit healthier, right? Just start there. And that, I mean, you have to start somewhere. People do not like, we all start, you know, meeting yourself where you're at. Like we can't do anything else. The reality is we can't do anything else. But when we think, right, that we're going to like, I'm going to change my whole entire life overnight, then we're just going to you know, be disappointed when we don't. So meeting yourself where you're at. And I mean, I do the same thing. This weekend I bat like cornbread and a thing of beans and some dressing and a soup and like one other thing. And I'm like, we're good. You know, I'll just like steam some broccoli and put that together. And that's where I was at. And so I think no matter how many years you've been doing this, there's some weeks that you just need to make it even easier for yourself. But it's like the consistency thing, right? Even if it's not a full meal plan, even if it's not all five meals, even if it's not, you know, every single meal, every single day, like it's the majority of what you're doing. So I think that's really, really good, solid advice. And I just love your story because throughout this process, like you found yourself and
yeah,
what a gift. What an incredible gift.
Yeah. And so unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so unexpected.
You know, I don't know that we journey out to find ourselves. Like, I think it usually is unexpected. Like, we can try, but it seems like the more we try, the harder it gets. Instead of like allowing the process to unfold.
Yeah. I think I've learned that things will come as they're supposed to come. If I had had my daughter 7 years ago, when we first started trying, I would have been a very different kind of parent. I'm able to be the kind of parent to her now through therapy and growth and all of this trying and all of this longing and all of this waiting for her, right? I think she was waiting for me to be ready. She was waiting for my heart to open wide enough to receive her. For whatever reason, do I wish I had started this 8 years ago, 10 years ago? Yes. But for whatever reason, now was my time. Because it's almost like I was able to hear a message now that I was not ready to receive back then.
Yeah.
Things unfold as they are supposed to unfold. You just have to be brave enough to take one tiny, tiny, tiny step. One tiny step. If you can't do it for yourself, there's a reason even outside of yourself. Find your reason, take one tiny step. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I took one tiny step and I couldn't do it for myself quite yet. So I did it for my daughter. And that just shifted so quickly.
Yeah.
It so quickly became for me.
Yeah. And I think that while I'm thinking about this, you just hit on something here, because I think when we start something healthy, it is for somebody else. The reason why it'll stick is when that shift happens for ourselves, because I think that, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things for other people. And I think that is beautiful, right? But I think in order to keep going with that and to really live that, it needs to be for ourselves, right? And so now, I mean, your daughter, it's a huge bonus that she's having a mom that's healthy and thriving and feeling really good, but you're doing it for you first and foremost.
I'm doing it for
And when
me.
We do Absolutely. It for ourselves, that's when it's like, oh, we don't have to try anymore. We just do it. And so that's a really powerful thing. So I just recorded a podcast yesterday, actually, about taking very simple steps. And my first one was like, go buy some blueberries and just eat some blueberries. Just start there. Don't worry about anything else. And so I think it's, you know, there seems to be this theme happening this week with, you know, getting the message out that it just like start simple, start small, and just go from there. And be open and be open to the process too, because there are, you know, things will shift. And sometimes those shifts can be really welcome and beautiful. And sometimes it's like, oh, well, this is really different. And sometimes it can be weird and strange. And it's a process. So I want to ask you, just because you've been doing this for a little while now, what are like off the top of your head, three of your favorite recipes that you've tried so far that you think that people got to try?
Oh man. So definitely the cheesy pasta bake from Canadian Harvest.
Yeah.
That like the Italian sausage, butternut squash, like, oh my God. I think about it like all the time. And sometimes I'm like, man, that's what I need. I need that this weekend. I'm doing it. Yeah. I really, really loved from the 4th of July plan. It is the barbecue jackfruit sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Love those. Also easy to make a bigger batch and throw some in your freezer. Mm-hmm. For when you're just not wanting to do too intensive. Mm-hmm. And the Tom Kha.
So good.
Oh my God. It's so good. Yeah. And like every week we try a new salad dressing, and like I just made that bark.
Yes.
The chocolate. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yes. So good.
It's so unsettlingly delicious. Yes. It's so it's like a little treat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And adaptable. You can do so much with it.
Yes.
But yeah, those are three of my faves.
Yeah. It's hard to pick because there's so many. And I forget some, and then I'm like, oh yeah, there's this. I've been on this kick of doing like a big salad with that. It's the peanut dressing from that delicious build your own like Thai peanut bowl. Maybe I'm confusing the two. Mm-hmm. But it's the peanut dressing. And then I just put in like a bunch of lettuce and a bunch of cabbage and sesame seeds and like carrots and cucumbers and then some toasted like sunflower seeds on top and just toss it with that dressing and add a little bit of like cilantro on top. It's like the best thing. And it's crazy to think that you can crave salads. I crave salads all the time. It's like, I don't think that.
So do I.
Like when you, the first time you crave a salad and the first time you're like, driving in your car and you see a restaurant and you're like, oh, I really like, I'm kind of hungry and I want to like, this restaurant has something that I really, really love. And you're driving past and you're like, oh no, but I have even better food in my fridge that I made. Like the first time that happens, you feel like such a badass. You're like, what?
Oh yeah.
I would rather eat the healthy food in my fridge. Who am I?
Yeah. And you want to share it with people. Yeah. I just want, it's like, you know, you just want to kind of tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, listen, there's this thing I've been doing and you want to hear about it? Cause it's pretty awesome. And you really just want to talk about it because I think I'm proud of myself. Mm. I'm proud of myself. I see where I started. Like I see where I started. And I see where I am now and I can't even imagine where I will be in another year.
Yeah.
It's just up and up and up and up.
Yes, you're so right. Like it just keeps getting better. And that's the thing.
It just
like,
keeps
it
getting just, better.
Like it doesn't plateau ever. And I've been doing this for a long time. It still hasn't plateaued for me. And when I could really relate when you said like, you know, you drank a lot and you smoked a lot and you just didn't treat your body so nicely. I was the same way. And when I quit all of that, and I gave myself like a month or two to really freak out with the vegan like food. I'm like, fuck it. I'm eating vegan ice cream and I'm ordering vegan takeout and I don't care because I can't, because I can only do like these two things. Quitting drinking and smoking is enough right now. So I'm going to freak out with like vegan ice cream. And then after a couple months, I'm like, okay, I need to like reel it in and start doing something a little bit different. And once I did that, it feels like you feel so much lighter, like your spirit feels lighter. You feel excited to eat. You feel excited to get in your kitchen. You feel excited to go to the grocery store. You feel excited to have to be satiated, right? And not overeat and just be satisfied with your meals. And it's such a high and it keeps going. Like that has been now for me 8 years, right? And it's still like I still get just as much joy out of this way of eating as I did in the very beginning. So, you know, and not only that, but my body has gone through an immense amount of healing and like clearing out all that bullshit that I used to do. Right. And yes. I always felt the same way. I'm like, oh God, when is something going to pop off? That's like going to be really scary for me because like I've trashed my body for so many years and I'm thinking like, okay, well, I don't know what's happening, right? And I know that we all are human and we can all get these things, but I think to myself, I can make the best choices I can to keep me as healthy as I can be for as long as I can, right? Everything else is like not up to me, but I'm gonna do my part in like doing the best that I can do for myself. And like, I couldn't do that if I didn't love myself. But like you, it didn't start with like oozing with love and then making healthy choices. It was like making a healthy choice. And then that grew into loving myself. And I think we talked about that last time too. Yeah. Which,
mm-hmm. Yeah, healing from the outside mm-hmm. in instead of from the inside right. out. I thought I had to do all the therapy and I had to do all of that stuff first.
Yeah.
And then eventually I would learn how to love myself. And then after I learned how to love myself, I would start making better choices.
Right.
Happened the absolute, yes, I was already in therapy because, you know, there was healing that needed to be done. But it wasn't until I made this one change that it all really started to change because it became healing from the outside in.
Okay. Do you see what I mean? It ended abruptly. But it was an amazing talk. So sorry about the technical difficulties. Erin, thanks again for having such an inspiring talk and really being vulnerable and opening up and sharing your story. I know that it'll inspire many others. So, okay, that's technical difficulties and all. That is today's episode. You guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up and for listening to these podcasts. It's such an honor to do them. I hope you all have a fabulous afternoon and may you eat so many plants and that it fills your body with joy. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website. Click on start free trial and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.